It's time for Joe's Need to Know News, minus the Joe part, plus the Alex. He is sick today. A Boeing 767 cargo jet was heading to Houston on Saturday carrying three people when it crashed into Trinity Bay, which is just east of the city. Witnesses said the plane went in nose first, leaving a debris field three quarters of a mile long. The witnesses say that they heard the plane's engine surging and that the aircraft turned sharply before falling into a nosedive. The plane had departed from Miami and was only minutes away from landing at George Bush Airport. The FAA lost contact with the plane when it was about 30 miles away from the airport, and the Coast Guard dispatched boats and at least one helicopter to help assist in the search for survivors. Officials say the scene was total devastation, and a dive team with the Texas Department of Public Safety is now tasked with finding the black box in the muddy marshland that is about 5 feet deep in some places. Ooh. So sad. Really, really sad. So sorry, that's some bad news to start out with. This is just interesting news, maybe controversial, if you will. Two transgender runners are continuing to dominate high school girls track in Connecticut. High school juniors Terry Miller and Adrea Yearwood took first and second place in the state open indoor track championships. Both Miller and Yearwood are biological males who identify as transgender girls. One of their competitors, a high school junior, told the Associated Press that it was unfair to force female runners to compete against male runners. She said, "We all know the outcome of the race before it even starts. It's demoralizing. I fully support and am happy for these athletes for being true to themselves. They should have the right to express themselves in school, but athletics have always had extra rules to keep the competition fair." Thoughts?
This is super, super dicey. So honestly, I don't know the right answer, but I'm just very interested to see what schools will do, because I mean, this is just going to be continuing to become a more of a problem,
right?
You know, or continuing like to come up, just because I think as like our society gets more acceptable and open, you know,
I just think with athletics, if you're going to allow transgender people to compete in athletics, then it's almost like, why are we even having girl sports and boys sports? Like, if you, because you're separating that, but like, it's not really going to be separated. Because like, what this junior was saying, like, you know, what they're struggling with is like the transgender girls that were biologically born male,
right,
competing on their track team,
right,
or whatever, they're always winning.
Yeah, they have more testosterone.
Yeah. So you might as well just have one track team,
right,
then, I guess.
Porkchop, what do you think?
I'm not sure on this one. I know. Are you asking me because I'm the resident LGBT?
Yeah, Q.
LGBTQ.
Should there just be a girls team, a boys team, and then a transgender team, possibly? No.
You know what I'm thankful for? I don't have to be the one that makes this decision.
Right? It's hard. This is one of those difficult situations,
yeah,
where no matter what, you know what? No matter what in this, somebody's going to be pissed,
right,
off.
Right.
Well,
so,
Liv, don't you always, like, I don't know, I always try to see everyone as equal as possible. So I feel like maybe there shouldn't be separate teams, you know?
Okay.
Right. But I do think in sports, I mean, I do think women and men should be equal, but also saying that they're equal biologically is
just not possible.
A lie. That's not possible.
Yeah.
So.
It's an interesting conversation. If you have any thoughts, we'd love to see. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Speaking of schools, a fraternity at the University of Wisconsin-Madison has been suspended after younger members were allegedly pressured, like hazing-wise, to wear Dora the Explorer backpacks around campus and carry fruit in them. Why are we suspending kids for this? I think this is hilariously cute.
I think if anything, this fraternity should maybe be praised,
yeah,
because they're taking a different route to hazing. Now, let's hope that's the only kind of type of hazing they're doing. They're not doing any physical hazing. But there's so many fraternities out there that do physical hazing where they like beat up the pledges and they do awful things to the pledges, like all this stuff. Making them carry around a Dora Explorer backpack is so funny. It's so lighthearted.
And they've got fruit.
It's humorous. Exactly. Like, this is not a big deal. Why are you suspending them for this? Suspend the fraternities that are like doing actual harm to their pledges.
I want to see Michelle Obama speak up on this. They're encouraging healthy eating on campus. She should come out and defend them. She should get her own Dora the Explorer backpack,
right,
fill it with fruit, make a little promo video supporting this fraternity. I think it's funny. And a Vermont woman is now banned from Tinder after posting a picture of her with the deer she killed while on vacation in San Francisco. When the woman reached out to Tinder, she says that they responded and said, "I had violated the terms of service in the community guidelines." In regards to the photo in question, she said, "I cropped it so there were no weapons, no blood. My family were not even trophy trophy hunters. We just hunt for food. We respect the animal, the outdoors, and we eat every part of the deer that we can and only take shots when we feel it's going to be a good shot and it's going to get us to take the animal as quickly and painlessly as possible. Tinder's only comment was, we have a team dedicated to investigating each report.
It's so interesting, you know, because I've lived all over the country. I've lived in 6 different states and some big cities out in the middle of nowhere. And most recently, when I was living up in Michigan, it's just hunting is a way of life for them. You know, I grew up in New Jersey, and like, I don't hunt. My friends don't hunt. And then I will say that I was shocked when I moved to Michigan to find out that the females hunt. And I don't mean that in an offensive way. It's just like, I don't know, it was, and they're really good at it. And it's just a way of life. And that's, you know, they actually use that to eat food. They don't do it for fun.
I've been wondering lately why, while I've been swiping on these dating apps, why everybody on there just seems like a giant pansy. I guess it makes sense because the owners are all giant pansies.